I would like to make a few comments. I'm on this board because I helped found and was executive director of the New Riverland Trust. And I was blessed to have Tamara Vance, who was then executive director, as a mentor. And I also did a lot of reading. And I made sure in meeting with wonderful landowners who ended up donating several thousand acres of land on the New River and in our region, that they always understood that a conservation easement could be protection against condemnation by a local or a state government, but it was never protection against federal condemnation or a federal project, because since the time of Alexander Hamilton, federal has always trumped state and local. And I'm sure that I at least certainly hope that other executive directors and conservation chairmen in this area understand and convey that to landowners. So I don't think there should be landowners who put a conservation easement on their land who think that it is a shield against everything. The other thing I wanted to stress, too, is the superb job and difficult job that Martha and Harry and Brett and the rest of the Virginia Outdoors Foundation staff have done in working with landowners. I know as a small landowner, it's very daunting when a large corporation with many lawyers and years of experience in negotiating easements or coal contracts or any sort of contract comes and meets with you, and you have no experience, and they have tons of experience. Martha and the staff have worked tirelessly with landowners. I think, as you have all heard, many landowners who originally were going to have their property crossed by this pipeline because of the diligent work by our staff, their land, the pipeline was routed around their property. For those 10 with this project and then also with the Mountain Valley, they worked with landowners to try and reduce the impact. And I think now, especially with the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, there are probably majority of the landowners now who are satisfied and comfortable, mainly because Martha and the staff have worked so hard with them to ensure that the pipeline avoids the most fragile areas, and also that their concerns are considered. This has been a difficult decision for all of us. None of us like gas pipelines. Most of us on this board have conservation easements on our family properties. But I also just wanted to state these comment on these two areas that I thought it needed elaboration. Thank you.